You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Agri Tuesday, and we are taking a look at the very interesting world of cotton farming. It seems as though there is an increase in perhaps the demand for cotton and the popularity thereof. And so, as such, we thought to take a look at this with the co-owner of Vilcot Boerdery, Johan Maree. He joins me on the line now to get a sense of what cotton farming entails. Johan, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. How does one become a cotton farmer?
Quite easy. Just plant cotton and you harvest it.
Fairly straightforward. Johan, tell us about what it is that you guys are doing in the Western Cape. I mean, to farm cotton, as you said, to harvest it, the whole process surely can't be that simple.
No, it's actually a quite expensive exercise, cotton. The harvesting equipment is quite expensive to run. Ginning is also expensive. The only way you could make cotton with cotton, you could make money, is to go all the way to the end. You must sell your cotton. So in 2001, we installed a ginnery here so that we could produce our own product and sell it in the export market, because the biggest problem with cotton is the South African usage of cotton is too small. You must export. So, yes, you're welcome.
Johan, take me through some of the value chain that as a cotton producer, as a cotton farmer, you get involved in. You said, obviously, there's the local market, there's the export market, but take us through just how you get the cotton from where you've planted it to where it finally ends up in consumers' hands. I imagine there's a lot between those two processes.
No, it is quite a way. Firstly, the cotton aren't as easy like maize. Cotton must be looked after, and you must take care of cotton to have a good yield, because yield is everything in the whole irrigation and dry land farming. Your input is quite high. Then you must defoliate it well. Then you must hire somebody, or you must have your own pickers to pick the cotton. There's still some farmers doing it by hand, but it's quite too expensive nowadays to do it by hand. It is about, roughly, I think the harvester is about 6,000 rands a hectare. Harvesting by hand is about 12,000 rands per hectare. So it's quite a big difference there. And then if you harvest it, it's also a problem to get it to the gin or to the cotton gin. You must firstly have transport for it. We do big bales, round bales. There's quite a lot of forms. Actually, we still do wool packs also with cotton. So then we export the cotton, come to the gin. We don't sell our cotton to the gin. We do contract ginning. So we pay some for the gin to contract gin it. And then when the gin is finished with it, we grade it at Cotton SA for the world-class laboratory for cotton. So, and then they could give us the grading of the cotton, and then we could market the cotton at that stage. We could market the cotton, so we now have estimated value. Now you go to the market and see where you could get the value, because that's also something playing a role. All the people don't need the same type of cotton. So the biggest problem is with our cotton in Northern Cape is our cotton must go overseas mostly, because our grades are too good for the spinners in South Africa. So what the spinners do, they spin the yarn. They spin the yarn for the cotton. Then if you got the yarn, it must go to the weaving fabrics to make material.
Johan, let's take a look at the sustainability of the cotton industry and of what it is that you can do from that perspective as a cotton farmer. I mean, I know that from an agricultural perspective, it certainly does form an important part of our ecosystem and what it is that we trade with other countries. But beyond that, cotton is a fairly versatile resource to be involved in. I mean, it goes everywhere from cotton seed oil through to the typical things that we can think about, like the clothing that people wear. But it is also used in places like skincare and food products. Does that then create a more sustainable environment as a cotton farmer for you to say there are multiple use cases and the demand is there globally?
I think not the easy question to answer at this stage because we have a whole market, an instorting. The prices is going down in the whole market system, but cotton is still looking good at the other things you could harvest, like maize and wheat and these stuff. So I think cotton have quite a big role to play in the industry. And yes, sustainable cotton, I think, is something all our South African farmers are looking forward to do. And we try our best. We all really on a place that we are looking to have the best cotton for the industry. So we try to give what the industry wants, and for sustainable, we use the right chemicals, we look after, and we are a small group of farmers, but I think all of us do our best. We was all part of the BCI cotton program, and then we couldn't afford it because we're so small. It was too expensive for us to go on with it. So Cotton SA, we're again trying to get something from the ground to prove our sustainability in the cotton business. But I think if you travel to other countries, you could see our South African farmer is on top mostly on what is going on in the world in cotton.
Johan, what would you say to young farmers out there that are potentially considering cotton farming? Someone might have a piece of land that they think cotton farming might be for them. Over the years, I mean, you've been running your business for well over 3 decades at this point. Surely you've learned some things in the up cycles, in the down cycles. What words of wisdom would you share with perhaps someone who's considering cotton farming?
Yes, I would say you don't make impulsive decisions. You don't throw all your eggs in one basket. You must try to, don't just plant cotton. Plant different crops. It's the best way to do it. Cotton is, it's a good thing to change over with other products for better ground health. So if you plant, you can't just plant cotton. You must come back with something else. On our farm, we farm cotton and wheat. At other farms, they farm cotton, wheat, and maize in a cycle. So you can't just plant cotton. There is farmers trying to plant it, but there's a problem. Your yield is coming down if you just plant cotton on cotton on cotton. You must do rotate with other products for ground health. But cotton is good, and it was. I can't tell you for next year. I'm still making songs for next year. I'm planting. But I'm still worrying if we would be able, but I think we would still be able to beat maize in a cycle because cotton is still profitable. All products coming down, the wheel is turning. The big thing for us in the cotton business is wheel. The lower the rand value, how better is it because we are farming with an export product. So it's all products in South Africa are doing better of the bad rand. But if the rand's going to get stronger, I think the whole farming business in South Africa would be in a struggle if the rand gets too strong. I think they say that actually the rand must be at 14.50 to 15 rand, but that's not good news for all the farmers in South Africa. I think we are quite looking for the rand at between 18 rand, then we could stay farming. Yeah, but that's no problem. Cotton, young farmers do very good with cotton because they are innovative. I think that would be in a young farmer's. And there is quite a lot of, the biggest problem is the harvesting process. So you must plant big enough so that you could hire somebody to come and harvest your cotton. because it's too expensive for a farmer to do his to buy his own picker. Mm. It's quite too expensive nowadays. Because actually, if you're a big farmer, you could do it. So, but smaller farmers can't buy cotton pickers anymore. But there is pickers in the land. A few are, they have exported some of them, but there's still enough for the harvest. And I think it's more than enough cotton harvesters now. But we are looking at new cotton harvesters to bring them in again, because it could get problematic going forward. But at this stage, there's enough harvesters in the land for the cotton that's here.
Cotton farming can be exceptionally profitable, but it is not an easy endeavor by any stretch of the imagination. I think we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Johan for those insights and for the time. That is Johan Maree, the co-founder of Wilkop Boerdery, joining us to take a look at the world of cotton farming.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.